everybody. Time for your Browns 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals. Jim Donovan along with Mary Kay Cabot, the terrific Browns beat writer for Cleveland.com. Day one of training camp and your observations.
Well, the first thing, of course, that stands out is Terrell Pryor. Boy, he came out here and he sure looked the part. He's big. He's fast. He towers over those smaller receivers and some of the defensive backs. And this looks like a very intriguing experiment.
It really does. Some say that they have not seen a stride like his since American Pharoah won the Belmont Stakes. I mean, he is that quick. But this is a tall task, to change positions, not to do it in high school to college, but to do it in the NFL.
Yeah, it is a tall task. And, you know, we've had guys like Dante Whitner, Brian Hartline say, hey, this is going to be extremely challenging for him. And Dante says, we are not going to make it easy. But the thing is, if he can make it here against these Browns defensive backs, he can make it out there in the NFL.
Well, we have to go to the quarterback situation because all eyes will be on that every day here at training camp. Josh McCown looked every bit a 12-year NFL veteran.
Well, you know what? The thing about Josh McCown that you can see, he gets everyone lined up. He can slide the protections. He knows how to deal with the motion and the shifting and those kinds of things. And, you know, he has a grasp of this offense. So I think that will go far. And again, the defense is always going to be ahead of the offense, especially because they're installing a new scheme. But he has some experience in it.
How about this story, everybody? The Browns' top draft choice, Danny Shelton. You know what he did just before he arrived here for his first training camp? He bought his family a house in Washington. That's pretty cool.
That's fabulous. You know, all around, Danny Shelton is a great and tremendous story. He overcame a ton of adversity to get here. He's so close with his mom. And you know what? He's just one of those great feel-good stories, and that's another part of it.
Well, he's very excited, and so is the defense and the offensive line and the running backs, because they really get put on center stage on Saturday when the pads go on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, that's when things will get cracking and popping around here. And that's definitely one of the things to watch because, you know, they take that contact, you know, right away. And, you know, everybody's ready for it. Everybody's ready to hit someone. And these guys are big, explosive, and you will hear the thud.
Boy, last point, and that is what a difference a year makes. Day one of training camp last year with the hoopla of Johnny Manziel in his first training camp. And now this year, much more calm. I think very professional, and I think that's good for this team. There's a lot of work that has to get done.
Well, it's not the Johnny Circus that it was last year. It definitely, and the circus is not in town in terms of all the national media and all the things that surrounded Johnny. Now, do they think that Johnny can come out here and make something of himself? I'm sure everyone hopes that. I'm sure the coaching staff really believes that there's something to this young man. But right now, the pressure's off. All he has to do is come out here and try to get better.
That's your 2-Minute Drill. Great job, Mary Kay.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Day two of Browns training camp. We'll see you tomorrow right here on ClevelandBrowns.com.